Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Louise Story is with us. She's the Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. And we're here to talk about two men who kind of took on the idea that they were able to bring more transparency to the markets, and that didn't turn out, has so far not turned out all that well for them. Can you tell us kind of the story of what's happening with the bank analyst Richard Bove?
Yes, we had a story in a couple of days ago about this lawsuit that Richard Bove, who is a very prominent bank analyst, has been involved in. He, a couple years ago, put a list out that said who is next to fail. Remember, this was the height of the crisis, right before Lehman collapsed, and he came up with this list of what banks are most at risk.
Doing us a favor.
Right.
Well, you know, trying to...
His job was an analyst.
His job as an analyst is to tell stock investors what might happen. And so one of the banks on the list, Bank Atlantic, which is the second biggest bank in Florida, sued him. And this turned into this two-year battle. They finally settled this past summer, and then we interviewed him extensively and we talked to Bank Atlantic about it. But the effect, which is a very interesting one, is the chilling effect this seemed to have on other analysts, because even though he did not end up paying Bank Atlantic money, he stuck with $800,000 in legal fees. And it was a huge fight for 2 years. And what was striking to me while reporting the story is calling around to other analysts who cover the company to try to get them to talk about it, and literally having them say, ooh, I don't know if I can talk to you. Is it going to be a negative story? And I'd say, no, it's going to be a fair story. They'd say, but I don't know if I can talk to you about that company.
At a time when we probably need transparency more than ever before, that's a little scary. But let's now talk about a ratings agent who was a former executive with Moody's, and what happened after he testified in front of Congress.
Right. So yesterday, on this same theme of speaking out on Wall Street but having it come back to bite you, yesterday we saw a lawsuit filed by a person named Eric Kolchinsky, who worked for a very long time at Moody's. He left Moody's a year ago, and he went and testified in Congress two times about the problems he sees with the rating agencies.
And Moody's, we should say, its whole business is analyzing.
That's right. Their whole business is telling you what companies, you know, what their credit is, and structured finance vehicles like mortgage bonds. And he was in the mortgage bond area. And he testified to Washington. He was very critical of Moody's and other rating agencies. So then he says in his lawsuit, Moody's has tried to retaliate. He says that Moody's has effectively blacklisted him from the industry for speaking out to Congress. You know, according to his lawsuit, it's another case of someone speaking out and having it come back to bite them on Wall Street.
It's this really casino model that's so frustrating. I mean, it's as though you can't talk about the odds while the roulette wheel is going around. That's the message that they're sending.
Right. You know, and what's interesting to me is that there, I don't know if you saw this, but in the Dodd-Frank bill, in the financial reform bill this summer, they really expanded the protections for whistleblowers.
Right.
But what they're protecting people from is if they see an illegal act and they speak out, they're protected. But there's nothing in there about if you speak out about risky practices or unethical practices. And so much of Wall Street, so much of what happened may not
was
be illegal.
Technically legal.
But it was risky, and it brought our system to its knees.
So, I mean, what's your thought? Are people at this point really questioning whether or not they should expose what's going on in the financial industry?
People on Wall Street are very nervous to talk. I know because of the people who I call or who call me trying to get the truth out, but who are very, very nervous about what their banks or companies may do to them if it comes out.
That is Louise Story. She's a Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks, Louise.